Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So Hooters bring us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me on Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Paul Smith is our guest, our new friend, keynote speaker and trainer, focusing on leadership, focusing on storytelling. He's a managing partner at Storymakers LLC, a principal at Thought Leaders LLC as well, former P&G executive, the author of a number of books on telling stories, including the new one, Sell with a Story. Paul, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on the book. I know the book's available wherever books are sold.
That's right, and thanks for having me back.
Have you got another website you want to give us where the book we can find more out about the book?
No, that's probably enough. Leadwithastory.com is where I think you can find just about
all right, leadwithastory.com, so check that out. All right, so help us get more sales with stories.
Yeah, so first of all, you got to recognize what a sales story is, because a sales story is not a sales pitch, right? So
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. This is important.
A sales story is not the same thing as a sales pitch, right? A sales pitch is, here are the three reasons why you got to buy my product. And you've got to have a sales pitch if you're selling something. That's for sure. But you also need to, like I said, augment that with sales stories. A sales story sounds very different. A story has a time and a place and a main character, and that character's got a goal, and there's something getting in the way of that goal, and there are events that transpire. I mean, it's a real story about something that happened. So, I mean, like the example of the Pig Island story I just told you before the break. I mean, it was a story about this photographer and these pigs and the pig, you know, you could see the whole story play out. That guy didn't tell me, look, Paul, here's the three reasons why you got to buy your wife this picture from me right now. Right, he didn't do that. I mean, he just told a story. So there's a difference. So recognizing what a story is and what a story is not is the first step. But once you've done that, then you've got to collect and craft these stories in the right way, which means they need to have a proper structure. I mean, stories have a structure and emotion and the element of surprise and, you know, dialogue and some details. And, you know, just like you were taught in high school to write a story, you need to craft a real story.
Right. So, another thing is getting people to buy into your story, right? You want to get them to be invested in it somehow, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think choosing the right story does that. I mean, that's the most important part of telling a story is choosing the right story to tell, because these are going to be true stories almost all of the time. You know, if we were talking about writing novels or fiction, then it's all about making up the right story. But since we're not doing that, you need to find the right story. So, I mean, I advocate in the book, I think there are probably 25 different types of stories that all salespeople need to have in their repertoire to whip out at the right moment.
Right.
And that requires some effort. You need to go, you know, look around and collect.
And a lot of those stories are about could be about yourself, right? Or could be about other customers. Leave the names out, right?
Yes. Exactly. So, I mean, when you're in that part of the sales process where you're building rapport with the buyer, a lot of those stories are going to be about you, why you do what you do, and, you know, the I'll go to bat for you with my company type story, or you know, I'll tell you when I made a mistake story kind of thing. Some of them are going to be about your company, the founding of your company, why your company's different from your other competitors. And then, of course, you have stories in the main sales pitch that you and I just talked about. Even the closing, I think you had a great example of what you call them interim closes.
The similar situation close is all about storytelling.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I mean, Paul, I understand that you're still concerned about this thing. Let me tell you about another customer that had something similar to that, and here's what we did to solve their problem, and now they've been a customer of mine for 5 years.
Exactly. That is a great
story. That's a story and a close all wrapped into one.
Yeah. And so you can have stories like that to resolve objections, to negotiate price, you know, even service after the sale and building loyalty after you've made the sale are places for stories. And that's where these 25 come from, is after interviewing, I interviewed sales and procurement leaders at probably 50 or 60 different companies around the world and found great sales stories being used all the way from the moment they meet the prospect all the way through to after the sale, you know, like we just talked about.
Here's another thing, and this I think people need to realize. When you're telling a story like when I was just telling, it doesn't have to be something that actually happened. Oftentimes, when I would do what I just did, it would be an aggregation of different things that happened.
Yes.
Because remember, folks, it's not a report; it's a story.
Yes, I call those fictionalized stories. So there's nothing disingenuous about it. It's the kind of thing that happens all the time. It's an amalgam of all these things that have happened into one story.
Yep.
I don't think.
And you're leaving names, and you know, to protect the innocent, you're leaving the names the names out, and so it's just, and they people know that you're telling a story, and they like it. They're more interested. And what do you think about saying? About starting out, when you start out by saying, let me tell you a story.
I am not a fan of that at all.
Really?
I am not. And here's why. I think a lot of people have negative visceral reactions to hearing, let me tell you a story. But if they think you're going to waste their time or you're going to tell them something that's not true. I advocate, just tell the story. Right? Don't apologize for it. Don't ask permission for it.
Right.
Don't tell people you're going to tell a story. Just start telling
them. Just tell them, huh?
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't tell them, do it. I like
that.
I need kindergartners.
Yeah.
I need your website again, please.
Yeah, www.leadwithastory.com.
The book is called Sell With a Story by Paul Smith. Hey, Paul, good job today. Will you come back?
I certainly will. Thanks for having me on.
Enjoyed having you on. We'll have you back another day. Paul Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Sell With a Story. I like that. Good book, too. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Girl, to call my own, I want a dream lover, so I don't have to dream
alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.